Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's awesome to be together. Hope everybody made it here. It looks like you guys all made it here safely. It looks like we're expecting some bad weather outside. Am I loud?
A little bit.
That's okay.
I'm good. Whatever you think. It's good. All right. Well, let's go ahead. Let's start out with a word of prayer, and we'll get going. Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you, God, for just your love for us. Thank you for just the amazing things that you do in our life. And Father, we are here as testaments to you, Jesus, for what you've done and how you've changed us. And God, we're grateful to be here with the family and to have one another around us, God, that we're so lucky, God, that we have the church that you put us in, God. And Father, we owe everything to you. And Father, we ask that you be with Columbus and Enterprise. And I got reports of some really bad weather out in Columbus. And Father, just really pray that you keep everybody safe today. Keep us safe on our way homes. Father, let your spirit really just be within this room. And Father, really let your spirit dwell here today and really help the scriptures to come alive in our hearts. Father, we love you so much. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So it's been a really good week. Lots of things happening. I do want to introduce everybody to Nancy. Marge's sister is here today. You get to say hi to her. I did want to make one other announcement. I just wanted to let you know that my name is Mike. My name is not Ken. Okay? Just because we have the same haircuts and we wear glasses does not mean we're the same. But I just want to make that clear. But I know for Halloween this year, I'm dressing up as Ken. Today we're going to talk about the lesson title is The Trust Fall. And you guys might remember this a while back, where we did this little experiment with the trust fall, right?
Yeah.
And so today we're going to be talking about trusting God even when you can't see his plan. And I don't know if you've ever been there before, but there are times when we just can't see his plan. And so we're going to start out by watching a short little video.
Jesus, I just don't trust you.
You don't trust me?
No, I mean, I want to trust you, I just don't.
I have an exercise that I think will really help.
Oh, okay.
Stand here and face this direction. Mm-hmm. Now, do you trust me?
No, I just said I don't trust you.
This is all part of the exercise,
oh,
all right?
Okay.
Whenever I ask you if you trust me, you say, yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Even though I don't.
It's perfect. So, do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Now, fall back.
Are you gonna catch me?
Don't worry about that.
Okay, that's the part I'm worried about.
You can do this, okay? Just trust me.
Trust you.
Fall back.
Okay, well, Jesus, I trust you. Yes, I do trust you.
Let's try this again. Just face this direction and keep your feet planted, all right? Do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you.
Now, fall back.
Okay, I'm gonna do it.
All right.
I'm really gonna do it.
Okay. Good.
Ah! Oh, Jesus, you're really coming! I didn't think you were gonna get me, but you did!
Oh, that was great!
That was great!
You're ready for level two!
Level two, here I come, baby! Woo! Oh, you know what, you're too close. You need to move back.
Ah, right. Okay. This one's a little bit different.
Oh, okay.
Stand here.
Uh-huh.
But face me.
Forward fall,
okay.
I can do that.
Wait. Wait for my signal.
Oh, right, the Jesus signal.
Yes, the Jesus signal. Do you trust me?
Yes, Jesus, I trust you so much.
Good. Fall back.
That's awesome.
It is awesome, especially when you do it. Of course.
Okay, Jesus, I don't know if you noticed this, but there is nobody over there.
I know it looks that way to you.
It looks that way. It is that way.
You can do this, Laura. Just trust me and fall back.
Jesus, I can't do that.
We can do it together.
I can't.
You can.
I won't.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the trust fall. It's easy to fall when you know someone's going to catch you, right? And I think there's a scripture in the Bible that really kind of describes this video that we just saw. And we're not going to spend too much time on this because a lot of us know this scripture, but I just want to read this. This is Matthew 19, starting in verse 16. It says, "Just then, a man came up to Jesus and asked, 'Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?' 'Why do you ask me about what is good?' Jesus replied. 'There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, keep the commandments.' 'Which one?' he inquired. Jesus replied, 'You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself.' 'All these I've kept,' the young man said. 'What do I still lack?' Jesus answered, 'If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.' When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth." And I think about this scripture, it really goes along with what we just saw there, is that, you know, in the areas of his life where he thought he was doing good, he had this great faith. I can do this, and I'm doing all these great things. And yet there was one area of this man's life that he just didn't trust God in, and that was in his money. You know, and for all of us, and I don't think this is just a story about money. I think this is really a story about whatever that is for you and whatever that is for me. But I look at this story and I go, wow, what if this guy could just trust God? What if that one thing that was holding him back, what would his life be like after that if he just would have trusted God in this one area? Now, I don't know why this area was a blind area for him. Maybe he had seen many people in the past just lose all their money and they went poor and lost everything. Maybe that was the case. Maybe he had a lot of bills to pay. Maybe that was the case. I don't know what it was, but there was something about the money that was very hard for this person to give up. And so I think for all of us, we have different areas of our life where it's hard for us to trust, just like that girl. You know, if it was a forward fall, it would have been fine because she could see Jesus there. Mm-hmm. But the second Jesus asked her to fall back, she was falling back into something that she really didn't know the outcome of. And all that would come to her mind were probably, "I'm going to hit my head on the ground." And so, you know, I think all of us at times we struggle with this, at least I do. There's areas in my life where it's really hard for me to trust God and really see the outcome and just have complete trust. Job 23, it says, "But if I go to the east, he is not there. If I go to the west, I do not find him. When he is at work in the north, I do not see him. When he turns to the south, I catch no glimpse of him. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold." You know, I don't know if you guys, I think most of you have read Job. And this is an amazing story just about how this man, a lot of things were taken away and things he had to have faith in. And he says this, and he says, you know, if I look to the east, I don't see him there. I don't find God there. And I don't know for you, for me, I think it's not so cut and dry. For me, I think that it's more times where my lack of faith is in areas where one time I'm up and then I lose it for something. And I'm back and kind of like a roller coaster with that area. Right? Does that make sense? Yeah. You know, because when we're going through things in life that we don't know the outcome of it, it's really easy to see God one minute and then to look around and you go, like, where is God now? Especially when things are going great. Don't we always see God in those situations?
Yeah.
You know, we think, you know, we always thank God for the great things that are happening. We go to God, we say, "Thank you, God, you gave me this promotion. Thank you, God, you gave me this house, or you gave me this new car, or you gave me these grades, and I'm able to graduate. All those things are very easy for us to see God in, right? But it's the areas of our life where we just don't know the outcome, and maybe times where that are very testing for us that we don't sometimes see God. And, you know, and I don't know if you've ever experienced this scripture. I can tell you from my life, this is what my life has been like in the last few weeks. You know, I think most of you guys know, Marge has been, you know, she's about almost halfway through with her treatments now. She's has cancer. And we never thought this was going to be a part of our life at this point. We never thought this was going to be something that we have to deal with right now. It's very easy to have faith when you see it on TV and you go, oh, there's a lot of people out there that have cancer, or you hear stories of other people. But when these things hit home, those are the times where you start to question. And I don't know, I found myself many times over the last weeks, you know, just saying, God, where are you in all of this? Where are you? I've prayed, I've done the best I could spiritually. I've moved across the United States. I started putting all these things together, almost kind of building this list up for God as to why God should bless our lives right now. And yet, you know, I there are times I just couldn't see him. You know, I prayed to him and saying, God, why are you not working right now? You know, why is this and why is that? You know, and even right now, I feel like I've grown a lot over the last weeks in my faith, because boy, it's been a challenging few weeks. It's been a challenging few weeks, and I think I've got to a point now where I'm starting to see God through it all. I'm starting to see the reasons why all these things are coming through. But I have to tell you that even now, as you know, Marge came home this weekend and she's. You know, she got home on Friday, and she was doing good until Saturday morning, and then, you know, about afternoon, she started getting sick again. And I start looking at that, and I, you know, on Saturday morning, it was really easy to see God, like, God, you're going to get her through this. But then as soon as she starts not feeling good, I start thinking, like, God, why are you allowing these people to give her these drugs that are doing this to her body? And I go back and forth, and sometimes just like this wrestling, you know, I put these wrestling because that's what I felt like, is I'm wrestling with trust. I'm wrestling to trust God in this area. And I know at the end of the day, it's going to be okay. And I know that God's going to do amazing things, but honestly, that's where my trust has been. And I don't know if any of you guys can relate to that. I think you know, sometimes we, you know, a lot of us are young, so some of us have been through some really hard times. When I was young, I never really went through that many hard times. It wasn't until I got older that some of the hard times came. And sometimes it's, you know, you can't really relate, but I think all of us at times, and if you haven't been there yet, there's going to be times in our life where we question. We go, God, why aren't you working right now? Why aren't you doing these amazing things? I mean, we came out here to see God grow the church. We came out here to build relationships with people. We came out here to see Alabama change.
Amen.
It was not in my mind to think we came out here to deal with cancer. And so that's kind of been, you know, it's been a wrestling match trying to really figure out and grab hold of that trust that only God can give me. And so I think all of us, though, we have areas in our life where we wrestle with trust. I think that's a very common thing. I think that's an area where Satan really wants to get us at, because we have things in our life, and a lot of the areas that we go through in life, don't we always feel like we're the only ones going through them?
Yeah.
We kind of isolate ourselves, and we walk around almost thinking like, well, nobody really understands what I'm going through. And really what that's saying is, I'm making it okay for me not to trust. That's my okay. I'm giving myself a reason why I'm different. But the reality is, yeah, you may not be able to relate to what we're going through right now. I know some of you guys can, because some of you guys have close family members that have had cancer, and it's been really, really hard. But I know that all of us have different areas of our life where we can say, I wrestle and I struggle to really have trust in God.
Amen.
You know, we all have those areas. You know, we like it when everything is spelled out for us, right? Mm-hmm. We love it if we have a map, right? Because the map will take us, you know, I know not to go this way because I don't know, I haven't read this whole thing, but I know at the top there it says losers. So when I look at that map, I know not to go left, right? I know that I gotta go right, and right, I don't know about these other things, but I know it's gonna end at success, and that's where I wanna be. And I really think that we all, when things are spelled out in a map for us, it's easy to trust. But I've learned over time that really everything in life, most things in life, are not spelled out with a map. At least not a map that we can decipher and know what God's plan is through it all. But we can trust in God. But we would rather have that, right? We'd all like that, right? Wouldn't you like this spelled out for your life? You know, whatever situation is, you're at this job and you want to make more money, so you just go that way. And that's the right way, and you're guaranteed that. But that's just not reality. God has plans that we know nothing about.
Come on.
And true trust in God is deciding to trust Him even when you don't see the way. Again, it's super easy when you know what's going on, and when times are great in your life and when everything's going your way, it's super easy to trust, you know? But the true test comes is when we just don't really see what God is doing. We don't really know where He's going to take us. We know where we are today, but I don't know where I'm going to be the next hour. I don't know where I'm going to be next week. Yep. And you may have areas, maybe they're, you know, kind of as serious as what we're going through. You may have other areas, but they're all kind of serious because they're all life. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, we have these areas where it's just really hard to see what God's going to do. I saw this quote. I thought it was a good one. Faith is not belief without proof, but trust without reservation. Mm-hmm. It's being able to trust and having no reservation, having nothing that's going to stop you from really going after what God wants, without thinking of the outcomes, without thinking of what could happen, because, you know, we're not in control of what could or may happen. We have to really, in a lot of areas of life, we just have to put all of our trust in God and what He's going to do. So the question I have for you this morning is, in what areas do you have difficulty trusting God in? You know, this is not just a lesson about what I'm going through. It is, because I'm going through this and we're going through this. But this is really a message for all of us, because all of us have that area. I want you to think, just for a second, I want you to think about, what is the area in your life right now? Or maybe it's not even happening right now. Maybe it's something that you're fearful is just going to happen. You know, what's that one area in your life, or maybe two, maybe three, that you have difficulty putting 100% trust in God? You know, I picked a couple, and maybe some of you guys can relate to some of these areas. You know, one, as simple as time. I think sometimes we have a hard time trusting that God knows our time and our schedule. You know, I start to see people missing events and missing midweeks because, well, I got this test, and you don't realize I got a lot of homework and all that. But I want to ask you, in the area of your time, do you really give all trust to God? Do you really, are you able to trust Him with everything? I mean, let's face it, the Bible calls us to be together a lot. If you read the Bible and we say we're going to follow the Bible for what it says instead of what we think, we're going to find out that the Christians in the Bible, they met all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of time to be a Christian. That's one thing I know. Yes, it takes a lot of time to have a job. It takes a lot of time to be married. It takes a lot of time to do all these things. But it takes an awful lot of time to be a Christian. Because it's more than just going on Sundays to church. It's more than just showing up on a Wednesday midweek service.
That's right.
It's about all the other things that you do around those things. You know, and you'd be thinking, well, you don't understand my schedule, my job. I have to make this much money. Therefore, I got to be able to be there at work at this time. I can't set up my life for that. But I have to ask you, do you trust in God 100% in the area of time in your life? Another area I think a lot of us have a hard time trusting in is money. And it's kind of funny or kind of ironic that on money, it says, in God we trust, right? And it's the one thing that we all probably, I mean, most, I want to say all because there's no general thing, but it's the one thing that many, many people have the hardest time really trusting in God, right? I mean, it's just kind of ironic, and I don't think we really read the money, right? I never have my dollar and go, I'm going to read it each time, God I trust. I think I just use the money. And but the reality is this is an error in our life, because just like that rich man, the story we read before, that the thing that held him back from finding God was that he wasn't willing to give up this one area of his life. And again, money is not the most fun topic to talk about. We're not talking about it that much. But you got to ask yourself, is this an area that you put a lot of trust in? You know, I have to ask, when you heard Ken get up and talk about the special missions contribution coming up, how many of you guys deep in your heart thought, man, I ain't got nothing to give and I ain't going to give? You don't understand. I don't have money to give. And I don't you understand I got these bills to pay? And don't you understand I got this school loan to pay on? I mean, we have all these reasons built up in our hearts and our minds for the reasons why we don't need to trust.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to ask you, what did you think? Or were you like, wow, I'm just going to trust God and I'm going to give? You know, I've been giving special contributions now for 25 years. And I remember the first year I was in college. I was not even at university. I was at junior college. And they had a special contribution. And I had no idea what this was. All I knew is it sounded awesome. I think we were given to go, they were sending out a mission team to Russia or something like that. And I was like, this is awesome. Yeah. I took it out and I went to the bank. I got, you know, a lot of money. I'll say for a college student, it was a lot of money. I was making good money at the time. But it was a real sacrifice. And I remember after giving that money, I was so fired up. But then I thought, wow, if I do this every year for the rest of my life, how am I going to live? I'm giving all this money. But I have to tell you that for 25 years, I've tried to do the best to sacrifice.
Come on.
Because I don't want money to be the thing in my life that holds me down.
Yeah.
I want that money to go out. You know, and God, He makes it very clear in the Bible that we give our first fruits, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so when we think about how God wants us to give, we give the money to God first, then we pay the bills. Not the other way around. It's not like I pay the bills, then I give to God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, this is an area we put up lots of excuses. Well, you don't understand, I don't give money to God because I'm a campus student. Well, can you have a garage sale? Can you wash a car? You know, it's not about the dollar. I don't think God ever talked about the actual dollar amount in the Bible. He was not so concerned about how much you gave. He was concerned about the heart behind the giving. You know, and so as we have special contribution coming up, I want us all to get excited about that. You know, this church would not be here right now if many people didn't sacrifice.
Right.
You know, and we're not going to be able to plant churches around here if we don't sacrifice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so let's not make that, but I think that is an area where it's really hard for us to trust God in. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Another one is, you know, what's going to happen with my life career-wise?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, well, I have to do this and I have to do that so I can get the right career. I got to go here. I got to move there. I got to, you know, and sometimes we don't think about, well, what would God want for my life first?
Mm-hmm.
We think about, well, my career. Doesn't anybody understand? And again, these are easy areas for us to not trust in God.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is, what about our old age? You know, and I think a lot of us worry about that we're not even aware of that. I know that I thought about that. Well, how am I going to retire? How am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? And these are areas that can really frustrate us, because when we don't put our full trust in God, where He's going to give us the outcome, then all we do is we end up worrying about it. We end up just being hyper-focused and over-focused on these areas. And so maybe none of those areas are areas that you struggle with, and that's okay. But I want you to think about, what areas of your life do you have a hard time trusting in?
Mm-hmm.
I thought until a few weeks ago I was a really trusting person. But then things came in our lives that I just wasn't expecting. And I found out, you know, there's a lot of areas that I need to grow in. And so hopefully you can learn from what we're going through so you can trust more in the areas that you have a hard time with. You know, and so I just want to tell you, I didn't have honestly, this week has been, there's all kinds of things have been going on, as you can imagine. But I just want to tell you about a few areas and a few things that I'm learning about trust. Amen. Okay? Because we all want to trust God, right?
That's right.
We all want to have 100% trust. And you know, it just makes you feel better when you trust God.
That's true.
I think when we get into our own worries and we get into our own wants and desires and we start worrying about what could happen and what might happen and what may happen and what that person told me could happen, I mean, our mind just starts running and we start going. And it's just, to me, when I can put all of my trust in God, it just makes me feel more secure. Because then I know it's not about me, it's not about what I'm doing, but it's about God and only God. So here's a few things that I've been learning. Psalm 56. This is David when the Philistines seized him at Gath. He said, "Be merciful to me, my God, for my enemies are in hot pursuit. All day long they press their attack. My adversaries pursue me all day long. In their pride, many are attacking me. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" You know, and I really like this, reading David in the Psalms but I especially like this, when I see here, it says there, he says, when I'm afraid, what do? He says, I put my trust in you. You know, this is one thing to start us out on, just some of the things I'm learning about trusting God. The first thing is trusting, it's a decision.
That's right.
Yes.
I think a lot of times we want everything to align, all the stars to align, and everything in our lives to be right. And at that point, I'll finally put trust. I'll finally trust God with all of my heart. You know, I want A, B, and C to all just, you know, equal whatever. I want 1 + 1 = 2. You know, I want it all to be spelled out for me. And at that point, I'll put my trust in God. But trust is not about that. Trust is really, it's a decision that we have to make. It's a decision that when we went to the waters of baptism, how many long ago that, maybe it was this year, for me it was 25 years ago. At that point I told God, my life is now in your hands.
That's right.
My life is in your hands, and what you decide for my life is what you decide. I'll tell you what, I never decided that I was going to be here in Auburn, Alabama. I never decided that we'd be going through all these things, but you know what, this is part of God's plan for our lives. You know, God has a plan for your life, but sometimes when we decide not to trust Him, we can try to go off course on God's plan and do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
But trusting God, it really comes down to, it's a decision that we all just have to make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're having a hard time trusting God in a certain area, you have to ask yourself, have I decided to trust Him? Because without the decision, it's not going to go very far. You know, we can talk a good talk. Yeah, trust the Lord. But have you in your heart made a decision to trust Him in everything? All right? That's the first thing that I've been learning.
Come on.
For me, I just had to go through this time that when all this came down, I was thinking, man, I don't know. I can't trust you now, God. How could you do this to me?
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized by going through the struggles that, you know, that we've been going through, is that I needed to come to a point where I just went to God and say, God, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to do it. Do I feel like it? No, but I'm going to do it. And I'm going to see what your result is to all of this. And so trust is a decision.
That's right.
Another thing that I learned, let's look at James 1. Trials and temptations. It says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. Then we skip down to verse 12. It says, blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. You know, and I look at this scripture and I go, wow, you know, maybe I've had this all wrong. Maybe I've spent my life trying to avoid these areas that are hard for me to trust in. Mm-hmm. You know, I see an area over here that, man, that's a hard area for me to deal with. And so I've tried to steer around it, because that area would require too much trusting in God for me. And yet I look at this scripture, and it says that really when I go through these times, and when you go through challenges in your life, it's because God's testing our faith, and it produces something. It produces perseverance. And not only that, it says that we get to finish the work so that you can be mature and complete. Not lacking in the, you know, when I read, you know, if I think about what kind of Christian do I want to be, and I think when you think about that, wouldn't that be the awesome thing to say about your life? I'm a Christian that's mature and complete and not lacking in anything. And see, when we go through these challenges in life, we don't really need to avoid them. What they are challenges us for, it's really for us to put our faith and our trust in God.
That's right.
So that we can come out on the other side like that. And then he says, you know, the one who perseveres under trial, he stood the test. He says that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. You know, and I think about that. I think, you know, all these years I've thought, well, maybe God puts us through challenges so I could be great. And I think that maybe there's some of that. Maybe God wants, you know, like he says here. But I think also, I think about this. If I was God, and if I was going to have to spend eternity with these people from earth, you know, I want to have Trey there with me, I'm going to have Michael, you know, all these people. And I'm thinking, man, if I'm God, I want them to be the right people to spend eternity with me. I think sometimes we think, well, it's just so I can grow and be a better person. Well, maybe it's even so that I can be ripe for God.
Amen.
So that I can be at the right place, an acceptable place, mm-hmm. for to be in the same place, wow. in heaven as God.
Wow.
I don't know. I just think like that. Like maybe it's even something more than just me growing. Maybe it's so that God will see me acceptable to be with him for eternity. I mean, think about it. If you've ever been with somebody for you know, a couple of weeks, you've had to go on a trip and stayed with them, they can start rubbing off, like you're like, oh man, that guy's getting on my nerves. I think God will want us in the right place to be with him. That's just what I think. I don't know.
Come on, bro.
But I think that we spend too much of our time trying to avoid these areas. We want to do it all safe. We want to do it, you know, like this parent, you know, sending her child out, you know, putting all the bubble wrap on him and the helmet just so he can go. It looks like he's going to go play baseball or something. But she doesn't want him getting hurt. Well, maybe the child needs to get hurt so he can learn something about perseverance. I don't know. But that's what the scriptures say. And so I want to ask you in your life, do you try to avoid the areas that require more trust? Or do you see those as opportunity for you to grow? Do you see those times as opportunities for you to grow? You know, thing I learned from this is consider trials as pure joy. I'll tell you what, the last few weeks have not felt like pure joy. Hasn't felt like pure joy. You know, finding out that my best friend in the whole world is very sick. You know, it hasn't felt like that, but that's what I really need to see it as. And everything is intended by God to help us become more like Christ.
Amen.
That's what everything you're going through. And I know, because I know a lot of you, there's some people that have nothing really going on. There's some people that have some big challenges going on in your life. But I want to encourage you, because you can really see that God is doing these things for good.
Amen.
He's not doing it to hurt you in any way. He puts us through things so that we can become more like Christ. All right, another thing I'm learning Hebrews 12, in verse 5, it says, "And have you completely forgotten this word of encouragement that addresses you as father, as you as a father addresses his son?" It says, "My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines the ones he loves, and he chastens everyone who accepts him as his son." You know, when I look at the scripture, I think, you know, I'm his son. I'm his son. I'm his family. Amen. He wants to do the best. What we're going through right now, in the really grand scheme of things, is really nothing. Because one day, we're gonna be in heaven, and we'll be rejoicing that we just got to go through this.
Amen.
You know, now, right now, it seems really, really hard. But when I look at the scripture, I really see that God loves me. He sees me as his own son. He sees you as his own son or his own daughter. You know, and that just really, really helps me. You know, because when we know that we're loved, when you feel loved, it's so much easier to trust. You know, I think the thing, I used to really believe that God, if I did something wrong in my life, that God was going to come back and have this huge punishment for me just to show me. Now, there's times when he's going to put me through things, but I don't think he's a mean God. I don't think that he puts these things on people that we go through just to tell us how bad we are.
Yeah.
But you think about this, you think about your parents. And your parents, they loved you for the most part, right? I don't know everybody's parents, but a lot of us had parents that they did discipline us, right?
Yeah.
They put me in my room and I had, when I did something wrong, and you know what I learned? Don't do these things equals don't. If I don't do these, I don't get put in my room.
Amen.
For punishment. You know, and when I was a kid, I used to hate that. Like, I can't go out and watch TV and all those things. But they were trying to love me to the best of their ability, to love me as their son. But when you think about God, he's the perfect parent.
Yep.
And whatever you're going through, God really loves you. God really cares about you. He wants the best for you. Yes, you may be going through hard times. Yes, we're going through some hard times. But you know what? God loves you. And that just makes me feel a lot better about trusting him.
Yeah.
If we don't see that love and we don't feel that love, it's impossible to love God. Another thing I'm learning, Ecclesiastes. These are just all a bunch of just little points.
Come on.
I hope you're getting something out. These are just things that are close to me right now.
Come on.
Ecclesiastes 7:14, it says, "When times are good, be happy. But when times are bad, consider this. God has made the one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about their future." You know, and I look at this scripture and I go, man, you know, when times are good, God created that. We all know that. Times are good. God gave it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Times are bad. It's the times that we have a hard time seeing God through it.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I start questioning God when things get rough or things don't go my way.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But, so, the point I learned there is quit asking why.
Mm-hmm.
Quit asking why. I spent a lot of my time the last couple of weeks asking God why. Why did you choose this to happen in our life right now? Why? Why did this happen now? Why didn't it happen when we're 99 years old? That would have been a much better time, God. And I just start questioning why. And I don't know if you've ever questioned God and things that happened in your life. But you know what? I've got to quit asking why. I got to quit asking why, because the good is from God and the bad is from God. Everything is from God. Because he's in charge and over everything.
Yeah.
We don't need to worry about the outcome. You know, I spend too much time asking why. And you know what? Most of the time, I will never, I'd say 99.9999, I will ask why and I will never know the answer.
Preach.
You know, I'll be down the line a year from now and I'll go, well, here's the reason why. You know, maybe all this we went through helped me to change something. I don't know. Or Marge became, you know, Superwoman. She is already, but Wonder Woman. But the reality is we don't even know if that's the reason why.
Mm-hmm.
We know that maybe that's what happened through it all, but we don't know the true reason why.
Come on.
And we don't need to question that. I think sometimes we question God too much.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know why. Just like people want to prove him wrong. They want to know all these things. But for us as Christians, this is where we can get into really doubting. We can, why God? Why'd you do this? And why'd you do that? Maybe we should be saying, God, thank you for what you've done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it all
Amen.
Came from you.
Yep, that's right.
Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. I mean, there's a lot in that little bit there. You know, it says there that God is going to give us the desires of our heart. Now, I want to be clear on this. If the desires of your heart are to be a multi-billionaire, I don't believe that's what God... In fact, when you look at the translation, I believe it talks about the inner person. It's not so much about, I'm going to get this car and I'm going to get whatever I want in life. If that means we'd be God and we'd be telling God what to do, right? So that doesn't make sense. But I do think he's going to give us the desires. He's going to take care of us. He's going to give us maybe not even what we want, but he's going to give us through everything that we go through. He's going to give us exactly what we need.
Come on.
And then it goes on down. It gives us what to do. It says, well, you got to commit your way to the Lord. You got to trust
right.
in him.
Right.
You got to be still and wait. That's been the hardest thing, be still and waiting patiently.
Right.
There's been days I just like, God, I want to know the answer now.
Yeah.
Tell me what's going to happen. I'm like, God, fast forward this. Fast forward this a year from now because I want to see the outcome. But then what I'd be doing is I'd be missing all these opportunities to trust in God.
Yeah.
And all these opportunities to be more like Christ. And so, you know, it's been hard to do that, but that's what God says to do. We know from that scripture that God has your back.
That's right.
God has your back. God's got our back. He's got the church's back.
Come on.
You know, his longing is to give us what we need. His longing is to take care of us. Yes, you're going to go through hard times in life. Yes, things are not always going to work out the way you want them. But the thing we know and we can trust and have confidence in is God has got our backs.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
He's got our backs. Last scripture I want to read to you in Psalm 9:10. It says, those who know your name trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. He's never forsaken those who seek him. And I think about our lives right now. Yes, it seems like we don't know what's going to happen next week. But I know this, that God has never let us down yet.
Amen.
And I know that God has never let you down yet. You may feel like he has, but the reality is he's never let you down as long as you trust him. He will never let us down. And that's something that I can put in my trust bank, and I can really stick to and know that he is going to take care of us. He's going to take care of this church. He's going to do amazing things. It's only just begun what God's going to do here. We just finished out, I think I might admit, but we've been here now for a year as of this month.
Come on.
And this has been a great year. I mean, there's been so many incredible people that have been added to the church. There's been so many things that we've done together. But I can't imagine what God's going to do next. But
Amen.
Here's the thing, we got to really trust in this scripture that he's never forsaken us if those who seek him. So let's keep on seeking him.
Amen.
And God will never, never let you down.
Amen.
He will never let you down in anything. And I'm going to close out with this quote. It says, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God.
Mm-hmm.
Never be afraid to trust the unknown. Because let's face it, do you know what's going to happen tomorrow? I can tell you, about 5 weeks ago, we were having a fairly good day. I was sick. And the next day, Marge went to get her tests, and she came home and says, they think I had cancer. I had no clue that that was coming. I can't put all my worry on what's going to happen tomorrow, because both you and me, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
That's right.
The only thing we know is that we know God.
Amen.
And that God has a plan for our lives. Mm-hmm. And He's going to do incredible things, and He's not done doing incredible things in this church.
Right.
Let's really, as a church, let's go back to really having 100% trust in God. Amen.